The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will be, in return, be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, I want to begin today's reflection by sharing a powerful and real event from 1999 in a neighboring state in India. A family from Australia consisting father, mother, two sons and daughter dedicated their lives in serving as missionary for the lepers in the rural area. They have been serving for 15 years, offering their lives for the service and welfare of those in need. As many of us know that Christianity is a minority religion in India, with the majority of the population being a Hindu, some radical faction among them do not approve the work of the Christian missionaries, often accusing them of forcibly converting people under the guise of service. This hostility has led to violence against churches, institutions, and believers, and it continues till today. In 1999, as the father and the two sons were returning from their work in the village, and they were caught by one of the extremist group. Tragically, the three were burned alive in the car. The living mother and the daughter were asked to come to the court what kind of punishment they wished to see for those who had killed their loved ones. To everyone's shock, the mother responded with forgiveness. "Yes, my dear friends," she said, "I have forgiven the killers. I hold no bitterness in my heart because forgiveness brings healing." Yes, my dear friends, our land needs healing from the hatred and violence. Forgiveness and the consequences of the crime should not mix up. God in Christ has forgiveness, and He expects everyone to do the same. The Bible says, "To whomsoever you forgive their sins, they will be forgiven." Therefore, in the light of eternity, we all need forgiveness of our sins in order to enter into heaven. How many of us, if faced with such an unimaginable loss, could offer such a response? How difficult it must have been for her to forgive those who murdered the innocent family. And yet, this is the radical message of Jesus in today's gospel. Jesus calls to love our enemies, do good to those who persecute you, and to forgive those who wrong us. Yes, my dear friends, why? Because this is the way of our Heavenly Father treat us. Jesus teaches that by loving our enemies, we'll be rewarded and we become sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. For He is kind for the ungrateful and unto the wicked. He continues, "Be merciful just as your Father is merciful." So, my dear friends, it is not easy to practice such forgiveness, but Jesus is clear in today's gospel in His teaching. This is precisely what Jesus did on the cross, even in the midst of His suffering. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." He did not respond to hatred with more hatred, but with love and mercy. Jesus, by forgiving His enemies, broke the cycle of violence. He demonstrated that the way to overcome evil is not through more evil, but through love and forgiveness. Yes, my dear friends, and while this is the great Christian commandment, it is also the psychological truth. If we do not forgive, our resentment and hatred will ultimately return to harm. Yes, the lives of saints like Oscar Romero, St. John Paul II, Mother Teresa witnessed this truth. They all gave their lives in the service of others, exemplifying the primacy of love. So, my dear friends, the death was the ultimate expression of forgiveness. For they understood that only forgiveness can break the cycle of violence. But let us be honest, forgiveness is not easy in our lives. Our goodwill alone is not enough. We need the grace of God to forgive. We must constantly ask God for the gift of the Holy Spirit to enable us to forgive and love our enemies. So, my dear friends, it may take time, it may be difficult in our lives, but with God's grace, we can overcome even the deepest wounds in our lives. At every Mass, we pray our Father and asking us to forgive those who sin against us. This prayer challenges us to examine our hearts and ask ourselves, are there people in our lives whom we need to forgive? Are we holding on to resentment? Or are we willing to let go and offer mercy? To forgive is not easy, but it is the only way to heal. So, my dear friends, let us begin now by curbing the sharpness of our tongue, by suppressing the desire for revenge, and by showing patience with the irritating behavior of others. So, as the saying goes, to err is human, but to forgive is divine. May God grant us the strength to forgive as He has forgiven us. Amen.